The SQL Server team has been really great about putting out best practices checks for you for years and years. In this episode, we'll learn how you can actually access these through PowerShell and do them in a PowerShell notebook this week on Data Exposed. Hi, I'm Anna Hoffman, and welcome to this episode of Data Exposed. Today, I'm joined by Aaron Nelson. Aaron, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
Of course. And, you know, before we get into the topic for today, I'd love to hear a little bit about your background and what you do.
Sure thing. So I'm an Azure Cloud and AI consultant here at Microsoft, and I'm a pretty huge fan of automating SQL tasks with PowerShell and other automation tools, and came here to show you guys a little bit of things that are available to you now.
Awesome. Great. And I'm looking forward to learning about this because I don't know a ton about the SQL assessment API or some of the capabilities. So I thought it might be nice to start with a brief overview of kind of the best practices history and kind of how we evolved to where we are today, which you're going to show us. So do you think you can start by explaining that?
Sure thing. Yeah. So to give you just a little bit of background before we dive in, what we're going to be looking at today is the SQL assessment checks, which is an evolution of what originally started out in the best practices check of the SQL Tiger team. And they've evolved it beyond just being a bunch of T-SQL scripts. And they've now got it so that it's in PowerShell so that you can go ahead and run it as a whole or run just individual checks, however is best for your environment. Really easy to scale it for your environment.
Awesome, cool. So seems like we have this thing that, you know, obviously the experts on our team came up with, and it allows people to check and see if they're using the best practices and kind of assess their servers. So I'd love to take a look if you have something to show us and we can get right into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a PowerShell notebook right here for you, and we can start running through it.
Awesome.
So these assessment checks are already built into the SQL Server module, and you can pick that up on the PowerShell gallery. You'll want to go ahead and install that module, and then these commandlets that you're about to see are going to be available to you right there. There's two main commandlets that we're going to talk about today. The first one that we get there is the invoke SQL assessment commandlet. And just a little bit of how you use that is you take your instance, your SQL Server instance or number of instances that you want to assess, and you pass it into, by using the pipe character, into the SQL assessment commandlet. And you let it go run off and run its check and tell you what it thinks about your SQL instance. I'll go ahead and kick this one off right here. That's going to run for a few seconds. It runs a list of predetermined checks that the Tiger team has developed over the years. And even though it's doing a list of checks that it thinks are important, it's important to also note that you can customize this and add your own checks to what the output is here as well.
Awesome. That's cool. And I can use this to run these checks against just my SQL servers, or does this also apply to like a managed instance?
As of right now, what you can do is your on-prem SQL servers, you can do all of those going back to SQL Server 2012. And then for your Azure SQL managed instance, you can run those today right now with the tool as it is and get those assessment checks there as well.
Awesome.
So one of the checks that I want to bring your attention to is just an easy one to explain. It's just the latest CU. And that's one thing where, you know, with things being in CUs these days and no longer working off of service packs, you can, and them coming out more rapidly, you can get behind and not even realize it that there's a new version out. So when a new version is out, a few days later, the new version of the module goes out and updates this information with what the latest version is, and you can run the check and it'll tell you if you're out of date and if you are, what the next version is that you need to bump up to in order to be able to stay up to date. There are, in addition to running the instance level recommendations, you can also run this just at a database level if that's what you need to run. And there are different rules that can be run. Obviously, there's some at the instance level that would run if you're running an instance level check, and then database level checks if you're running just down here at the database level. If you want to run just that check to see if you're against running against the latest CU, you can just do that right here. And by running and grabbing your instance, sending it to SQL Assessment, and for checks, you can just tell it latest CU, and that'll give you back your whether you've passed the check or whether it has a recommendation for you right here.
Okay, cool. So, you know, you showed us at the beginning how I could run all of the checks, but this is a way to just run a single check if that's all I want to run.
Yep, absolutely. So obviously with one of these commands where you're checking a latest CU, you're probably not going to want to run it against an individual instance of SQL Server. And they've got some various options. If you're familiar with registered servers or the central management servers, you can actually take the output of that, pipe it into your invoke SQL Assessment command, and run those checks. And then even further along from that, you know, if you're doing these on a regular basis and you're going through and you're fixing things, you'll probably get to the point where you fix things and now you want to see, all right, I've solved a couple problems, but what's my list of things I still have to go? And also, you know, for the boss, I kind of want to show, hey, you know, look, I've been fixing things around here.
Right.
And to that point, they have also included the ability in these commandlets. They have this option here called flatten output, and that's just a simple switch parameter. And when you add that, it converts the way that it's putting the output out to the pipeline to it's basically telling it, hey, I'm going to write it to a SQL server. I'm going to save this. So if you want to do something like that, it's very easy. You just use the write SQL table data commandlet that's also available in the SQL Server module and tell it your instance and database name and schema name and table name that you want to write your results to, and it'll go ahead, run the checks against everything in this case, looking at your central management server, get all those assessments done, take all that output, put it into your SQL Server database, and then you can, you know, build a Power BI report on it from there, or do whatever it is that you want to do with it.
Gotcha. Cool.
So that's the bulk of what I had to show for you today. I just want to help people be able to do the best practices checks against their SQL Server, take some of this knowledge that is out there available for them free of charge, and be able to get to work on it and start solving problems. Sometimes ones you didn't even realize you had, they're just lying out there. And surprise, surprise, now you know about it. And the great thing is, you know, as you saw in the initial up here at the very top, when we run these, we get that description, this nice description of what it is and how to remediate that situation.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Aaron. This has been really informative. Personally, I've learned a lot. I'm sure folks are familiar with the Tiger Team and some of these advancements, but maybe they haven't seen how you can do it in PowerShell and how we're making it available in Azure as well. So thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. You know, just one question as we close out, like what's one tip you have for folks as they like get started with this SQL assessment?
So the biggest tip is probably to just go ahead and go over to the SQL Server samples and take a look at the a lot of information there, links to the doc page, especially if you want to know how to customize these, you can customize them in JSON files. And they also have notebooks, one for a very simple assessment just to get your kind of feet wet with them, you know, practice a little and get started. And then a tutorial one that's a little bit of a deeper dive and really dive into all the different ones that you might want to do, and some of them that you won't, but, really give you that full idea of the scope of what's available out there. So definitely go in and take a look at what's available on the SQL Server samples GitHub repo is probably my biggest tip here.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Aaron. We will put a link to this in our description. So for our viewers, please be sure to check that out and run through the notebooks that are already out there today. And, you know, Aaron, again, thanks for joining us. For our viewers, if you like this video, please like this video. Leave us a comment if you learned something. And we hope to see you next time on Data Exposed.